Freeform Radio.
Walking slowly, I pass the girl with rings of leather. From her face I knew inside that I'd feel better with a hand in mine. It only happens from time to time in a fever rush towards the rainy weather. I sat down for a moment with a girl like mine. We pass a town from time to time with a girl like mine. All I feel are passing signs with a girl like mine. All I ever do is cry. All I ever do is cry. Walking slowly, I saw the girl with rings of leather. From her face I knew inside that I'd feel better with a girl like mine. We pass a town from time to time with a girl like mine. All I fear are passing signs with a girl like mine. All I ever do is cry. All I ever do is cry.
All right, good morning, and welcome to NBA in the AM on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Gavin Evans, here with my co-host,
Marcus Frank.
All right, guys, this is a little bit of a less planned show than we normally have, but...
This is our pre-Thanksgiving show. Gavin, yeah. Are you excited to head back home for Thanksgiving?
I'm very excited. How about you?
Looking forward to it.
Well, I guess speaking of Thanksgiving, let's look at the Thanksgiving lineup of games this year. There's probably some pretty good
ones. Is
there a good
lineup?
I feel like I remember from the offseason there was.
I mean, I feel like NBA Thanksgiving, like NBA Christmas, it's never really been a big thing. There's no game scheduled, actually, Gavin. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, wow, there aren't any. You're right. Well, we have some decent games on Wednesday.
Adam Silver has to lock in, bro. Yeah.
I guess you think like Thanksgiving football, but they should make Thanksgiving NBA a thing. Wednesday has some good games, though. Wednesday, you've got Timberwolves at the Thunder. That'll be a pretty good game.
That'll be a good one. We got Lakers-Clippers tonight. Battle for LA. Tonight's an in-season tournament night, right? I think.
The Emirates Cup.
Or the whatever they call it now.
Yeah.
Lakers-Clippers. Luka versus the Beard. Tubbs v. Tubbs.
Yeah, we'll see how this game ends up. LeBron, I guess speaking of the Lakers, LeBron has been back. He's been playing pretty well for them. The minutes are pretty limited, and the scoring is
pretty well.
Not all the way there.
Pretty well?
Considering his
He's shooting 30% from three, Gavin.
Considering his age, the coming back from injury, like completely cold into the starting lineup, having not played in months, I'll take it. And the assisting is there.
That's fair.
He's had some pretty decent assist games. Like he had like
he had 12. I mean, he's played two games.
He had a double-double in his opener, I think. He had like 10 points, 11 assists or something like that.
Ben Simmons stat line.
11 points, 12 assists. Like that's pretty decent game right there for his opener. And that one was 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from the 3. Like those are pretty good numbers right there. His game against the Jazz was not as good. He's only played two games, but still 17 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Like he's definitely getting back into form. There was a moment there before LeBron came back that Bronny was actually in the starting lineup. That was really fun to watch. he was not putting up these numbers, shall we say.
That's shameful.
But... Yeah.
Is it time for Bronny to retire when LeBron retires, you think? Do you think the Lakers would waive him? Or trade him?
They'd waive him, I think.
Or, like, if I don't think... Do you think LeBron's going back to the Lakers next year?
Because
his contract's up. Like, if he leaves, do they trade him or waive him? And
if
then...
If he doesn't retire this offseason, which I think is probably right now, if I were a gambling man, I'd put my money on him retiring this offseason.
Really?
Wait, like, honestly, like, no, though.
But no retirement tour?
Yeah,
I feel like
the thing.
He's, like, no hate to LeBron, not to be, like, he's low-key kind of, like, an egomaniac. I feel like he'd want the attention.
He's not like a Tim Duncan, like he's just going to retire and disappear. Like, he would want a retirement tour. Speaking of retirements, NBA legend, and probably, like...
Washed Clipper, one of the washed Clipper this season, Chris Paul.
You know, but easily top 10 point guard all time. Maybe even some people would say top 5, announced his retirement. So, sad to see him go. He's washed, but, you know, NBA legend. He's played on some great teams. He was on those, it was the 2019 Rockets, right? He was with James.
Yeah, he was on the 2019 Rockets.
Harden MVP season.
Lob City Clippers.
Spurs a year or two ago.
Yeah, he was on the Spurs last year. Phoenix Suns took them to the finals.
Yep. Wow, I forgot about the Phoenix Sun finals.
He had a great career, including 2006 Rookie of the Year, 12 All-Star selections, 11 All-NBA selections. He's on NBA 75 anniversary team, won 2 Olympic gold medals. Great career for Chris Paul. throughout his career. Probably going to go down this year, but he averaged 17 points,
future Hall of Famer.
9 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. I think he's second in steals all time and second in assists. Only behind John Stockton for both.
Gotta be first ballot Hall of Famer, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, like, better point guards than him all time. Without a doubt, Steph Curry and Magic Johnson.
I think. Yeah, sure.
You probably have to say Nash because the MVPs. Like, Nash...
Yeah.
Did he win two?
He won back-to-back.
Like, you know, so you probably got to give Nash the edge because 2 MVPs. And then, like...
That's fair. Russ?
But, like...
Washed.
I don't know if Russ can be...
Where we got Harden?
Like, the thing is, Harden didn't play point guard his whole career, though.
He was
for the last decade, he's played point guard. But
is Steph Curry a point guard then? Is he a shooting guard, really? Like, not to do that, like, you know, the NBA GM thing where they all think Steph Curry's a shooting guard still, but...
Yeah, it's... Like, is Steph Curry really
a point guard?
Yeah, I don't know. So I'd say he's probably, like...
Top five.
Probably, like, fourth or fifth all time.
Yeah.
So, sad to see him go.
He's been, like...
I mean...
Bad.
Yeah.
This year. I think he realized, like, how bad he was playing. He was getting DNPs. Just he doesn't get guarded. Guys just blow by him, like, super fast. He probably just realized it was time to call it quits.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think he, like, announced this over the summer and just, like, nobody cared.
And
he was like, oh, let me re-announce it.
I think it was it wasn't certain. Like, he said, like, maybe I'll retire. Like, I think he just wanted to see how washed he was, and...
He's washed.
So. Yeah, it's
time
over.
To hang up the shoes.
You know who's not washed?
Who's not washed, Marcus?
James Harden's not washed. James Harden? I don't know if you heard NBA and the AM listeners. But this past Saturday, November 22nd, James Harden, he's back. You know how many points he had, Gavin?
He had,
5-5.
Yep.
55 points. Breaking the Clippers' all-time record for highest scoring in a game. He broke some old guy's record, 52 points. He has, like, 2 of the top 5 in Clippers history, 250 bombs. James Harden's still doing it in year 36. Age 36. I mean, just the longevity of James is crazy. He did have a stinker Sunday night, but that will be allowed because of the 50 ball. I mean, have you seen all of those NBA memes, Gavin, of, like, James Harden single-handedly saving the NBA from a Thunder dynasty?
He's the only thing that is holding this Clippers 2026 pick back from being, like, easily top 3 in lottery odds. So, can please, by all means, like, we need him to keep winning games for the Clippers, because I think he's just about the only guy on that team right now who can win games.
The entire NBA should be rooting for the Clippers, if you like watching fair basketball.
Yeah.
It would just not be fair.
Yeah, I mean, the Thunder...
If the Thunder get another first pick.
They're just unfair right now, man. It's, they're, what, like, it's like 14...
17-1 or something?
I mean, they have one loss, I know that. It's to the Portland Trailblazers. I mean, they're missing guys, too, right?
No Jalen Williams.
Because I just saw Jalen Williams is ineligible.
He's been out.
Now. Yeah, he's ineligible for awards this season because he's missed that many games. So
everyone pray for James Harden.
Yeah, I mean, they're winning like this without one of their, like...
With their second best player.
Like, I mean, it's unfair.
Someone's got to stop them.
Yeah.
James Harden will save us, though.
Maybe the alien in San Antonio will pull through for us.
It's looking like a Thunder Spurs. That's it. I mean, if Adam Silver might have to get rid of conferences.
Yeah.
If the NBA keeps going on the current trajectory.
Slide the Spurs over to the East for a few years.
Yeah.
Get like a, you know, like that Warriors-Cavs, like just like five straight finals between those two.
Wemby in the West. Cooper now in the West. I mean, obviously, like, Luka's in the West. I was going to say Ja, but not Ja. AD is in the West.
He was
Sabonis. Who else? Who does the East have?
Jokic is in the West.
Jokic is in the West.
And that's, like, the biggest
one. Who's the best? Jokic or Shea, obviously. Forgot about Shea.
Wait, like, low-key, I'd say Jokic.
Chet, Jalen.
Yeah.
Who's the East got? Giannis and Brunson?
And Giannis is hurt right now, too.
Tore his, or strained his hamstring?
I have him on my fantasy team, and he's been hurt, and it's like, I'm somehow managing to win, but it's really annoying, and I'd really like him to come back, because he was kind of like the key piece of my team.
Top five in the West washes top five in the East.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, well, last year we had the East v. West All-Star game, right? And we're not going to have that this year, which would have been a fun matchup. But this happened a few weeks ago, and I guess we just never got around to talking it. The
new All-Star format, yeah, you want to talk about that?
Adam Silver has decided to replace the recently reinstated, I mean, it was only there for like a year or two, East v. West All-Star Game format, and it is now a USA v. World round-robin-style tournament. So I believe my recollection is that there are going to be two teams of American players and then one fully international team, and they'll compete in a round-robin-style tournament to crown a winner, which I'm personally excited to see. I think international basketball right now is probably at one of like its all-time peaks in terms of skill level and the talent production and like sending players to the NBA. I think like arguably the top five players in the league right now are all
foreign born,
because you have in no particular order Shea, Jokic, Giannis, Luka, Wemby.
But
who else would you put in the top five? Like,
okay,
maybe Ant is
Jokic, Shea, Giannis, maybe Luka.
Bro, how maybe Luka? Like,
Loki, Tyrese Maxey.
Oh,
Jalen Brunson, yeah, maybe.
Jalen Brunson. I'm not sure about that one. But actually, that's a good shout about Tyrese Maxey. I can't believe I forgot about him. He's been having
Jason Tatum.
Tatum hasn't played in a year, and he's not going to.
Fair. That's interesting.
That's why I'm leaving Embiid off this list. Like, he hasn't playing, and he's not continuing to play. So, wait.
Should be an interesting All-Star game, though. I think it's inspired by, the NHL All-Star game from last year. Yeah. It was, Worlds. They kind of did try and do that last year, though, to be fair, with, like, all young guy team, all UNC team, all international team, like they had last year at the All-Star game, but that was very manufactured. Like, it was so obvious that the guys in Inside NBA were told to do that, but like, I feel like they've been trying to try new things.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't stuck, really. I feel like this won't stick, but
yeah, but
I mean, I'd love to be proved wrong.
I give credit to Adam Silver for, like, being willing to switch up formats and try new things like this. I mean, I think it's no secret, like, he's not my favorite NBA commissioner of all time. But he's done a lot of things that I do like. Like, I like experimenting with the All-Star Game format. Especially, we've seen, like, a lack of caring about the All-Star Game in the last few years from, like, certain stars.
Luka.
Yeah, I mean, you just
Jokic.
See, like, they're clearly not trying in these games. So anything to revitalize that. The in-season tournament, there are things that could be tweaked about it, but generally I like the concept. It gives a little bit more weight to these, like, you know, October, November games where you're like, do I really need to watch these games? Like, why do they really matter? I know that's something my dad complains about all the time. He's like, do I really need to watch the games into, like, the end of the year when they matter for playoff seeding? And, like, the play-in tournament as well is another change he's made that I do like. You know, it gives a little bit more excitement to the you know, start of the playoffs, you know, single elimination games. So he's done things like this that I like, and I think it's important to give Adam Silver credit for that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hopeless for the All-Star game. If this doesn't stick, I think it's... they might have to call it quits.
Do we want to brainstorm? I've like no clue what else they could do.
I don't know. I mean, there's too much money in it where like,
yeah, I mean,
you kind of, and I think part of it functions. It's like a post Super Bowl, like,
yeah,
like look at the NBA. Everyone start watching NBA basketball again. Like last year, I think it was big because of the Luka trade, like, because that happened, that had a lot of buzz, that got more eyes on it. I don't know, like, this year it's also a different broadcast, I think that has it, because no more NBA on TNT.
Yeah,
who has the All-Star?
Is it NBC now, maybe? I don't know. I know they've been broadcasting more games this year.
It is, I'm thinking it might be Amazon.
Oh. Yeah, that's actually one thing, now that you bring it up, I'm not a big fan of with the NBA right now, and that's...
it is
like
Peacock, NBC,
yeah,
on
so
Peacock,
NBC. Okay.
In Inglewood, California, at the Intuit Dome. Should be at least good presentation with Intuit, but hopefully that will save All-Star game.
NBC's presentations have been really good, honestly. I just don't like how they're like... all these games are strewn around on, like, various streaming services right now. You know, there's, you know, games here or there on Peacock, games here or there on, like, Amazon Prime, and, you know, ESPN has some games in TNT, and then, like, you need League Pass, and there's local blackouts. It makes it very hard to watch games sometimes when they're just, like, you're like, where on earth is this streaming? Like, I've never heard of some of these services,
yeah,
you know.
I think it's partially... one thing bad Adam Silver's done, I mean, it's for the money at the end of the day, like, bigger airing, broadcasting rights deal, more money for the players, but worse product for the consumers. This year, though, there has been an uptick in viewership. I think this is an interesting question, but, like, in this era of transition from... like, these older players like James Harden, Steph Curry, LeBron, who have pretty, like, out of the ordinarily, like, had such long careers and such longevity that we haven't really seen before. I think it's partially prevented there from being, like, a passing of the torch to the next generation. Because who is, like, of, like, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brunson level of basketball... like, that era, Jokic era. Like, who is the face of the league? There's no, like, LeBron James of that, like, class. Like, the NBA needs that guy to come in. A lot of people thought it could be Cooper Flagg. I don't think it will be, just because of the seasons he's having. Like, he doesn't seem like he's a LeBron James level talent, like a lot of people touted him as. But... who is the next face of the league after LeBron?
A lot of people in the past few years would have said Anthony Edwards has the potential to be that. This is something I had written down, actually, that I never talked about. At the beginning of the season, I really felt like Ant had taken a bit of a drop-off in terms of production. But in his last two games, he's actually had back-to-back 40-plus point games. 41 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 stocks. 43 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 stocks. So he's had some pretty good back-to-back games. He is very much a character. He's a very He's a very loud guy off the court.
He also does very often get fined by the FCC because of just he just always is cursing in his like post game interviews. Yeah,
there's always something going on with him, but that does mean he's in the spotlight more. He's obviously very good. So a lot of people would say him.
But I don't think so, and I don't think he wants it. I saw a clip a while ago, like a year ago, but he said he doesn't want to be the face of the league. Like, I don't think you can really, the national media can't really say or, like, assert a face of the league. I feel like it just happens. Like, I feel like Wemby could be the face of the league, but I think also a lot of people think it has to be an American person. Which is hard since all of the, like, the top talent we just said, like, top three is probably, is are American, like Shea, Luka, Giannis, Jokic. But I feel like Wemby could be, maybe if Cooper Flagg gets better next year, he could be another face. Do you think Luka could be the face of the league? Like,
I mean, talking about guys who don't want it, Luka is one that I feel like doesn't want the spotlight. He seems very much to me like a Jokic type of, like, just I want to play basketball and then, like, go home.
I feel like that's, it's kind of like a Kawhi, like, he's elite but he doesn't want it. I feel like that's shameful. You're getting paid money and you need to promote the product, and if you're not promoting it and you're just lackadaisical and like, I'm just here to play basketball, that's not all you're getting paid to do. You're getting paid to promote the product. Like, I feel like someone has to take initiative in this generation, because all of these guys, I think you have to grab it. If you're being given, like, the crown, you need to take it. Like, I don't think... Gavin has a skeptical face.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's not that he doesn't promote the product. Like, he does. I see him in advertisements. He's in lots of NBA media. But I can, like, totally respect not wanting to, like, be in the spotlight other than that. Like, that to me, that's pretty understandable. I don't know. Like, I feel like for someone to be a face of the league, they do need to step up, like, more than just, like, whatever their contractual agreements are. But, like, I don't blame Luka for not doing that. Or, like, Jokic. Like, I can respect the fact that he wants to go back to Serbia.
I don't respect Jokic. You know. I think there are, like, jokes that he doesn't like basketball. I mean, I'm sure he likes basketball. Like, it's not, like, his day job, but that's what he says it is. And it just seems like he doesn't, like, draw eyes. He's not a personality. Which, yeah, I mean, it's fine, but it's just bad for the product. Like, you're just hurting your own, like, contract and your own bread.
To be honest, like, in my eyes, I don't see Wemby as the type of guy who really wants to, like, step up into the spotlight that much either. Like,
I feel like, but he's a competitor.
He is,
but... And that's enough. Like, being, but, like, that type of competitor. Like, you can tell... Like, in the All-Star game, Luka and Jokic last year, they both didn't care at all. Like, they looked like they were treating it as a joke, basically.
Yeah, it was Wemby, like, LA Fitness, like...
Yeah, you know, LA like, Fitness game. Wemby, like, actually wanted to win. Like, I remember seeing one play, he was yelling at his teammates who weren't trying on defense. Like...
Do you remember when Wemby and Chris Paul cheated in the skills contest last year so that they could win?
That was funny. And, like, stuff like that, I don't know. He seems like he wants to win. He likes basketball, and he wants to win. And I think that's the type of person you need. I think if he's not, like, injury-prone like he is, he has been now, like, yeah. I think he could become the face of the league, but...
I was going to say, he hasn't played in a few weeks, but, like, if we think back to, like, when the season started, the, like, amount of media coverage and, like, social media, like, talk about him was off the charts. I mean, everybody was talking about Wemby, us included. And rightfully so. I mean, he's that caliber of player. But that's just kind of like a natural thing that happened. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like the media was pushing him, like, as, you know, the greatest player of all time. Like, it naturally arose among conversation. And I think, like you said, that is what...
Amongst NBA discourse?
Amongst, on NBA Twitter. No, but, like, that's what needs to happen for someone to be the face of the league. And when Wemby's healthy, that is him. It's a question of health, though. I mean...
What about Tyrese Maxey?
I obviously love Tyrese Maxey. I think he's... And I left him out of the top five earlier. I think he's top five. He's playing...
he's having a good season also.
At an absurd level. Speaking of, you know, your James Harden 55-point game, Maxey had 2 games ago against the Bucks, November 20th, had a 54-point game with 5 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 stocks. That is a career high for him, actually. He's just having a crazy season, averaging 33 points, almost 8 assists. Just stellar numbers. He's top 5 MVP candidate right now. But I just don't know if he's a face of the league guy.
You don't think so?
The thing is, he's in year 6, right? Like, I saw this the other day. It's kind of crazy to me. Because it doesn't feel like he's been in the league 6 years. But he was... He is. He's like a vet at this point. And I feel like if that kind of thing hasn't arisen by now, it won't, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, he's absolutely a star, and he can be, like, a smaller level of star. I just don't think he's, like, face of the league star. Because also, like, the success is pretty new. It's over, like, the last, like, 2-3 seasons he's really stepped up. So if he can continue or somehow even improve this level of production, maybe he can sneak into the talks. But I don't know. Like, I guess to be fair, Shea, his first few years was... This is something we've talked about, like, with the Clippers and Thunder trade with Paul George and Shea. Like, at the time, nobody knew that Shea was going to be, like, the level of player he is today.
Yeah, he had, like, a solid rookie season, and it wasn't until his 5th season he really took that leap.
And Shea is probably one of the faces of the league right now. Obviously, top 2 player in the league, I'd say. You can probably debate between him and Jokic for the 1 spot. But, so, you know, things can happen. Like, people can always get better at basketball, I guess.
I think also the league needs to be freed from the unks. Yeah. To move on. Like, it's not until LeBron retires where a new face of the league can emerge. Because he just commands so much media attention. Like, ESPN still basically just yaps about LeBron and the Lakers all day.
You know what's crazy about LeBron is, like, he's a whole different level of, like, unk in the league. Like, Steph Curry is an unk. James Harden, right? These guys that have been in the league, like, for, you know... probably what, like 15 years
about? Yeah.
LeBron is on season like 23 now. He's like a whole generation back from Steph Curry and like James Harden and like Kevin Durant and those guys. Like, there's a whole generation like in between them, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, because
I saw a
story about this the other day. Like, So LeBron is the 2003 draft class. I don't think there's a single player left now, or, like, maybe there's, like, one from between the 2003 draft classes and the, like, it was, like, 2009 or something like that draft classes. Like, there's, like, a solid, like, 5-year stretch after LeBron where there is nobody left from those draft classes. Like, there are guys in those draft classes that have... had whole careers, retired. Some of them, like, made the Hall of Fame. And, like, LeBron is still playing in the league and having, like, double-doubles and stuff. I mean...
I think 2005 is just, like, Kyle Lowry, no one from 2004, and LeBron's only one from 2003.
Can we count Kyle Lowry as not being in the league anymore?
He
doesn't play for the Sixers at all. But, like, think about second overall pick in 2003, Carmelo Anthony. Had
been
a whole
out of the
career,
league for years.
Retired, was made the Hall of Fame last year, and LeBron is still playing. I mean,
LeBron's already in the Hall of Fame.
LeBron is in the Hall of Fame with the 2008 Redeem Team. Same with Chris Paul, actually, as well.
Yeah.
Was on that team. I was going to say, like, with LeBron, you think about J.J. Redick coaching the Lakers now. Redick was drafted well after LeBron, had a whole solid career in the NBA, was like a known, you know, sharpshooter, three-point guy, had a good career. Shout out, like, 2019 J.J. Redick on the Sixers. Retired, and then became LeBron's coach. All the while, LeBron was still in the league, averaging, like, 25-7-7. Like,
just crazy longevity.
Yeah,
now
it's absurd. But
yeah,
he does, I think, at some point pretty soon, need to pass the torch, so to speak, to some of these younger guys. I mean, you brought up the increased viewership. I think a lot of that is because there are, like, younger stars right now that get people excited to watch basketball.
Yeah, it's just not exciting watching the same guys, especially with their fall off, but maybe I'd say this era has three more years. Like the LeBron, Steph Curry, Harden.
Yeah, I think Steph probably has three more years in him. LeBron maybe two.
Harden probably three or four.
KD probably has a solid three-ish more years left on him. I think he has like one or two more years left on his deal with the Rockets.
I mean, the thing is, they could play until they're 45 and just be role players.
Yeah.
But it just depends if they want to. And I think once you get to like 40, like unless you're still ring chasing like James Harden, I mean, or trying to get a like official ring like Kevin Durant is, there's no point,
like,
really, of being in the league.
What does Steph Curry have left to prove? Like, he could retire today. He's top 10 all time.
Okay.
A lot of people say top five. You don't think Steph Curry is top 10 all time?
No.
That's absurd. I'm sorry.
No.
That's absolutely insane. You don't think he's top 10 all time?
Bill Russell. LeBron James. Magic Johnson. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yo, I gotta formulate my thoughts on this one. I'll get back to you.
You're missing, like, some crazy names here, by the way.
No order. Oh, Michael Jordan. Shaq. Wilt. Tim Duncan. Kobe.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm taking Steph Curry over Bill Russell.
Okay, what are we doing here, Gavin? I know the people say they're Jim Crow rings, but
Steph Curry changed the game of basketball. Like, how the
Bill Russell changed the game
of
basketball.
When he was playing against plumbers.
But you have to put it in the cultural context.
For the record, I'm personally taking Steph all time over Magic.
That's crazy, also. Magic has more MVPs.
Steph first unanimous MVP.
Who cares about that?
That's
MVP, like, is MVP, bro.
Unanimous MVP is possibly the craziest achievement of all time. That means there's not a soul in NBA in like the NBA world who thought there was a single player better than you.
Shaq was blackballed from
Shaq was
the first unanimous.
I think unfairly denied of that because there was one person who sat down and said, I don't think anybody should be unanimous MVP.
Listen, no hate to Steph, but two of those rings were, like, just not fair. Kevin Durant joined their team.
Oh, no, he had a good team. That means we discount the, like, no.
I think you do. I mean, don't discount it. You just have to put it in that context. He's a really good player. He's not top 10 all time.
He's
top maybe top 20.
Like, I think Steph is top. Wait, so how are we counting guys like Tim Duncan in the top 10 all time? If Tim Duncan's rings all came with super teams as well, though. Kobe and Shaq's rings both came with super teams.
Like, that wasn't a super team. Kobe and Shaq, two good players.
Kobe, Shaq, Pau.
But like, Kobe, just two guys. Kobe, like, Shaq.
Realistically, is that any different from Steph and Durant? Like,
yeah. Because they had Klay and Draymond.
Elite role players, but like...
Andre Iguodala? Listen, Steph Curry's good. He's no Michael Jordan. He's no LeBron James. No Bill Russell.
This is like, I'm so far away from you on this. Like, I'm so...
But that's neither here nor there. That's like, neither here nor there. Back to actual 2025 NBA. There's been a lot of trade heat.
I can't get over this, bro. Like, this is like...
A lot of AD trade heat. Have you seen... We talked about this last week. The Kings. There's a lot of drama. The Jazz, even. Lauri Markkanen trade.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? It was a lot of talk the Kings were going to trade DeMar DeRozan to the...
Oh, this is bad.
The Clippers.
Yeah. Yesterday, report, the Clippers are interested in D-Rose. In probably one of the most Clipper fashions. They want... You know... The reason they are terrible is because they're too old. They do have no, like, creators outside of Kawhi and James, really. And, yeah, old and slow. DeMar DeRozan, do you know how old he is?
I feel like he's in his mid-30s, maybe.
He's 35. Like 36, I think. Yeah, he's 36.
Yeah.
DeMar just DeRozan turned 36.
Not in any way, shape, or form the solutions to the Clippers
problems. He could be a solution just because they're in such a bad, dire situation. Like,
long-term,
having him on the team, like, I think if you can get him for a bag of chips, which I think the Clippers could, like, Bogey and, like, Kobe Brown, just to... Bogey's Bogdan Bogdanovic, he's good, but DeMar DeRozan's better than him off the bench. The issue is if Ty Lue wants to start him, then that's just Clips.
Well, I mean, would DeRozan, like, really accept a non-starting role? Like, I feel like
he's a
caliber of player where, like...
I don't think he is a starting player on a good team. Think he's best a good six man.
He's kind of washed.
Yeah, he's washed. I think...
Like, I would say...
I think he would have to accept a bench role, though.
I would say the Kings could get, like, way more than that for him, but I'm not going to lie, the Kings' ownership and management is, like, wildly incompetent, so... actually, I don't know if you saw this story. I think it was the Kings. It was like a month ago where the daughter of the Kings owner was in a relationship with a G League player for the Kings who ended up like murdering somebody.
Whoa.
This is real story. This was like a month ago. And you know, it was a whole thing.
I mean, yeah, like, It makes you wonder, like, what are they doing here? I think I saw it was a deal probably centered around John Collins, but I think you would have to try and get it for, like, even lower price. I think the money, yeah, you'd need John Collins for the money to work, but, yeah, John Collins, he's also just been terrible for the Clippers, but Kawhi's back now.
Yeah, how's he been playing?
He was back on Monday. He actually had a good game. Went back to the locker room, came back in. I think a lot of it wasn't an injury thing. It was a, like, cardio, like, he was winded thing. He just looked exhausted. 20 points in 26 minutes, 3 steals, 2 assists, 3 rebounds. He looked good. His defense looked good. His offensive process looked good.
Does Google just have his stats, like, completely wrong?
I think they're behind.
Well, it says he has 7 games played, and then, like, but he only has 1, and the numbers are just, like, completely...
His games played? I think he has played...
Look at the bottom, the 25-26 numbers compared to, like, his actual games. Like, Something funky going on with Google's stat calculations here.
Yeah. But he looks good. Who else from the Kings? I mean, they have Zach LaVine also. I think Zach LaVine has some interesting trade destinations. Where he's making so much money, though. Where could he go? Basically, what front office is stupid enough to trade for him?
I saw someone say, like, trade Paul George for Zach LaVine. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like,
I think that's a good trade.
Like, just both of those players are so, like, they're making so much money, so much more than they're worth. And it's just, like, I don't know.
But he's only making, he has, like, two more years on his deal, and Paul George has three more. And Paul George will be making $50 million when he's, like, washed. Like, actually just probably terrible. Zach LaVine, I don't think he'd go to the Clippers. Zach LaVine to the Mavericks? I mean, do you think they're stupid enough to trade for Zach LaVine? Probably not. Do you think the Lakers could trade for him? Or, like, maybe even the Raptors?
Bro, I can't get over the Steph Curry thing, bro. This is bugging me. Like, it's just like...
The Pistons? Low-key the Pistons?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about Sabonis? I saw Sabonis to...
Sabonis is... He's such a polarizing player, dude. Like...
Yeah, no defense.
No defense, but, like, he does... Like, he's Mr. Double-Double, you know? He had that, like, 50-game double-double streak, like, relatively recently. But he's, like, not enjoyable to watch.
Really, yeah. I don't watch that much Sabonis hoops.
You know, he's Jewish. He converted.
He is, yes. Fellow Jewish brother-in-arms.
Speaking of, we both saw that video of Amari Stoudemire, relatively prominent NBA player from... When did he play, like, 90s, 2000s?
Yeah.
He, like, has moved to Israel now and is, like, has like, converted and is, like, studying or something.
He's Rabbi Stoudemire?
Rabbi Stoudemire.
Who else is a Jewish brother?
Denny Avdia. Has been having a stellar season. If there weren't...
Love to see it. Love to see it.
If there weren't, like... So many other great players that have improved this year. He would have been my pick for MIP. 25 points a game, 6.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists. The Thunder, I guess the Blazers are like the Thunder killers as well right now. Only team to have beaten the Thunder so far.
Yeah.
He's had just some great games. Little bit unethical, like with the free throws. Like last time I checked it, I watched the Blazers game, and I looked, he had like 20 points, and 10 of those were free throws. But, you know, the Blazers, honestly, like, they have a solid young roster right now. Denny's been great. Donovan Clingan has been surprisingly good this season. Obviously, he's a center. He's averaging about a block and a half a game, which is really good. And, He's had in his last four games he's had three double doubles, with rebounds, which is like great to see.
Nice to see they finally gotten their franchise center.
Yeah,
they were stuck with DeAndre Dominaten. Then they bought him out.
I want to talk about
outcasted him to the Lakers.
One more player on the Blazers. Then we should talk about Aiden because he's having like. I did not expect him to have the season he's having. And then...
Shaden Sharp's doing good. Yeah, well.
Shaden Sharp is doing well.
Jermani Grant? I don't know about that. Is that a fraudulent 19.5?
Like...
Is Jermani Grant that guy?
Like, low-key, like, yeah. Tumani Kamara, I think his name is, has been having a decent season over there.
That guy.
And then undrafted free agent out of the University of Arizona, I believe is on a two-way right now, with the Blazers. Caleb Love, I was watching this game, November 21st against the Warriors, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. he was just, like, nailing clutch time threes. It was a pretty close game in the end against the Warriors.
Love to see it.
And it was kind of fun watching, like, him and Steph go back and forth, like, trading, you know, super deep threes. He had a 13-point game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists against the Bucks. This is a star-studded rookie class, so I don't think he even, like, cracks top 10, top 15 even in this rookie class right now. But I think he's having, now that he's getting minutes, he didn't play for the first few games, and his minutes have slowly been increasing. But I think he could really be a good piece for this Blazers team. I was watching him in college for other reasons, so I'm glad to see he got a chance. He was actually really interesting. He was talked about as a lottery pick before, like, about a few years ago, or, like, before the draft. And I don't know what happened. His draft stock, like, slid like crazy. And he ended up going undrafted. But good pickup for the Blazers.
Speaking of players who weren't expected to be as good as they are, Ryan Rollins?
Yeah, we need to talk about that. From the Bucks.
That is a guy, we had this debate a couple of weeks ago about should, like, lottery picks win most improved player. This is a guy, the type of guy that should be winning it.
Ryan Rollins is my most improved player.
A guy who a year ago was caught robbing from, like, a Target.
His Target. He was caught shoplifting at Target.
Last year, 9 points, 56, or 6 points, 56 games. This year, he's averaging 18 points. 4 rebounds, 6 assists.
And efficiently, also 1.5 steals. So defensively, the numbers are there. And that's on 50% field goal shooting and 42% from the 3. Like, those are just, I mean, like, stellar numbers for a guy that got arrested in, I believe, he was on the Wizards, I think. Or the
A guy who was pretty irrelevant.
Yeah, absolutely irrelevant. Like, was arrested from stealing, I believe he was stealing shampoo from Target. And, you know, he's now, like...
Won't have to steal shampoo after this next contract.
He's getting a,
fat payday.
Yeah.
From the... I mean, do you think this guy on the Bucks is enough to keep Giannis? No.
No.
But
I don't think the Bucks can let him go. You don't, like, bring a guy in like this who has this kind of season.
Ryan Rollins? Like, no.
Yeah.
Is he their future? Probably. I mean, their future's pretty bleak, to be fair. But we will talk more about the Bucks situation after a quick PSA. Gavin, take it away.
Sorry, this is the emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Yeah, so basically make sure you don't have to steal your shampoo from Target during an emergency, and have some stocked up. I think that's our PSA. So, anything else you want to talk about, Marcus?
We're talking about the Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks, yeah.
With Giannis out, it looks pretty hopeless for the Bucks.
Yeah. They've been on a
first option hoops from Bobby Portis, basically. Last night the Bucks played against the Blazers, actually. They lost, unsurprisingly. Giannis, what do you have, strained hamstring? A lot of strained hamstrings. But a lot of people posited that without Giannis, if he was to go out, the Bucks would not be able to win. They'd probably not even make the playoffs. And since Giannis has gone out, how long has he been injured for?
It's been like a week now.
The Bucks have won, how many games? Let me see.
The Bucks, I want to say they're somewhere near.
They're on a 5-game losing streak.
Wow. But those are 5 games that Giannis hasn't played in.
They're 8-10. And I don't think Giannis is coming back soon.
I think he's
like
got
4 weeks.
Like, yeah, a few more weeks left on that.
One or two weeks. So, but no return date has been announced. If they miss the playoffs this year and give away like a top pick, I think the Pelicans have their pick. I think we see Giannis traded next year. Because he's got a year left on his contract. He's entering free agency in 2027. Which I think a lot of teams have a lot of money, a lot of pretty attractive teams. The Clippers, the Lakers.
Lakers going to have a lot of money.
Yeah, they probably not after they sign Austin Reeves. Next year they have a lot of money with LeBron expiring, AR expiring. But I think maybe you would see like a KD, like, I want to go to the Knicks. I saw something, he wanted to go to the Knicks. The Nets will have salary. I think the Bucks are in pretty dire.
Speaking of the Nets, I saw someone speculating he's going to go there because I believe Newark is the only, or like the international airport in the U.S. and I think maybe even the only one with like direct flights to wherever he's from in Greece. Or like it's like the like quickest flights or something with United. I don't know. I saw some like speculation that he was going to go to the Nets because of proximity to getting home to Greece.
I'd love to have him on the Clippers. I'm rooting on the Bucks' downfall because of that, but
I don't know if that's the greatest plan ever for the Clippers, but
it's our only plan, Gavin.
You guys just have no picks is the thing in the future. You sent two first rounders in the James Harden trade to Philly.
Okay. We don't need to talk about this. Don't depress me, Gavin.
The infamous Shai Gilgeous-Alexander trade where you sent Shai and like 10 picks, including this year's 2026 first, for Paul George. So the future is not too bright, but
The future is not too bright for the Bucks. We talked about this. They waived Dame, waived and stretched him over 5 years.
That is going to take up.
And they signed Miles Turner. Miles Turner's been bad so far. Second option hoops, basically, as a lot of people thought. He's their second best player.
I was going to say, is he the, like,
probably their third now.
Without Giannis, who's the best player on the Bucks? Like, Miles Turner? Like, no, Bobby Portis?
Ryan Rollins. Probably.
A guy who's averaging 18 points can't be your best player, I feel like.
Kyle Kuzma's averaging 12 now. Kyle Kuzma's awful.
Kyle Kuzma.
Miles Turner's averaging 12 points. He is shooting 40% from three. Only 6 rebounds. You need more from him. Yeah, the Bucks looks pretty bleak. That's all we have for you today, folks. We wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels around this holiday season.
Yep.
From NBA and the AM.
Happy Thanksgiving. We hope everyone can spend a lot of nice time with their family. Go Birds. And thank you for listening to NBA and the AM on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we'll see you guys
in a week.
Next Tuesday. Yeah, we'll be here. All right, bye.